910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Georgia high school shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Winder will provide an update on today's shooting at Appalachie High School. Multiple law enforcement officials tell ABC News four people are dead, nine others injured after a gunman opened fire this morning, and say the suspect is a 14-year-old student. Shirley, a senior, says the normal day quickly turned to panic.
I heard some gunshots, and it appeared to be like, they were like...
16-year-old Layla says when the lockdown light went on in her class, her classmates huddled.
My classmates and I actually barricaded our door. We stacked desks and chairs to try and just help, and we were all just scared at this moment, and my teacher, she was also scared as well.
Vice President Kamala Harris denouncing the gun violence and called for reasonable gun safety laws. Former President Trump at a post blaming what he called a sick and deranged monster for the shooting and offered condolences. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Westby today to hear from people about how they've benefited from his administration's Investing in America agenda. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
We were able to bring Microsoft in the Racine Kenosha area. That's fantastic for Wisconsin to have that type of tech hub. You're going to see a lot more of this.
The president is visiting the blue wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan this week. Conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons are improving. A new report shows Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are meeting most court-ordered improvements. Those include fewer restraints and no more strip searches. The state plans to close both lockups and build a new youth prison in Milwaukee by 2026. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A St. Louis County school bus driver was arrested on Wednesday after being accused of driving under the influence with 17 children on board. According to the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office, authorities received a tip that the driver was highly intoxicated the night before and would not be able to do his route. The driver allegedly told authorities he was not working on Wednesday, but the school district later confirmed that he was working and had already started his route. Police then stopped the bus and district staff picked up the kids. The College of St. Scholastica has officially unveiled its new multi-million-dollar student center. According to a Fox 21 report, school officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new student center on Tuesday, celebrating the accomplishment as a gift from past generations of students to meet today's students' needs. The new student center cost just under $17 million in total and took years of fundraising and planning to turn it into a reality. School officials say the construction was completed both on time and on budget.
And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is entering his second season as a starter and is excited for the opportunity to open the year in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be the first NFL game. So I'm excited for it. And like I said, first one. So it'll be very exciting.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little more sunshine later this afternoon with a shower or two possible today. Our high near 70, the wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight 45, tomorrow partly cloudy with a fall-like high of 62. 64 sunny Saturday by Sunday sunshine back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently it is 60. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll talk about the Green Bay Packers opening their season tonight in South America on a streaming service. We'll help make sure you can tune in.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big, big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. You know, the weather is beautiful, but I looked ahead. It's supposed to be awfully chilly tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to get in the 60s, man.
Yeah, I saw a high of 67 tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't prevent that. But I'm just excited, man, that tonight football kicks off.
Yeah, I'm excited, too.
Yeah, all right. So it's Wednesday, and that means the one and only Dr. Omar, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That is great. That is great to know.
Let me, before you get started and what we're going to be talking about today, I want to put this out there and you tell me how wrong I am or not. So this is what we do in America. We get up in the morning, we eat. We brush our teeth, we wash our face, we eat. We get in the car, we go to work, we eat. Yes. We go to lunch, we eat. After lunch, we get home, we eat. We get in front of the television, we eat. We get ready to go to bed, we eat.
Vicious cycle.
So, Dr. Omar, so all of this eating that we do in this nation comes at a cost, right?
It comes at a cost because we don't eat a healthy meal and we get hungry very quickly. And then we eat again, so the body is not resting, and we are still hungry all the time, right?
Yeah, we eat all the time, man.
Yeah, if we start with a healthy breakfast, we're not going to be hungry for another 6 hours. A healthy, nutritious meal, it's going to give us hours of feeling good, and we can work. But the other problem is that we're so stressed and anxious about everything in life, so stress eating is an important disorder that we do not discuss much. Many people are eating just because they are stressed.
You know. So, Dr. Omar, living is a stressful reality. None of us escape stress.
Yeah.
To live in this world, a part of it is that you're going to have to deal with stress, and nobody escapes stress.
That's true, and that's why God created our bodies that in the morning, by the sunlight that comes through the window and we see it, our brains wake up and the chemicals in the brain change, and there is cortisol to kick us from bed and start a fresh day. And that's how life starts. So at that time, we wake up, we do the morning routine, we drink a cup of water, we go to the bathroom, we eat breakfast. And the breakfast should be a nutritious meal that has proteins, that have good carbs. You can add some olive oil in what you eat. Just spend 10, 15 minutes for breakfast, drink your coffee, get going. And that's how we can do. But what we're actually doing is that we drink the coffee, we do nothing else. So we're very hungry after a few hours. And many of us are happy just because we didn't eat breakfast, the most important meal of the day. And at that time, we need glucose for the brain to work. And at the same time, there is insulin that's looking for glucose to store in the liver. So the body metabolism and what we do goes against each other. Keep doing this day after day, year after year. We go to the doctor and the doctor tell us, oh, you're pre-diabetic. Oh, you're diabetic. There is problem in the food metabolism that requires us now to take medication. So starting the day again in a good, healthy way, and I would focus on just one meal, one main important meal, which is breakfast. Around it, the whole day is going to arrange itself. And I'm going to eat the second meal at like 2 or 3 p.m. Or
I don't know. I think we just... Oh, there he is. He's back. All right, so you were saying at 2 or 3, we eat after we eat breakfast.
Yeah, so if we eat three important meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and each meal is like nutritious, full of fats, full of proteins, that will make sense.
Yeah, I have to say to you, I have some Muslim friends who say eat one meal a day, and they fast. Different times, and I know some that fast in the morning, and they seem, their bodies seem to be all right. I mean, they don't seem to be obese, and they seem to you know, function like that. Is that just their makeup's different, or
it's fasting for Muslims? They eat two times. Before sunshine, like at dawn. This is the first meal, and the second meal by sunset. So these are two balanced meals during fasting, during the month of Ramadan, or they want to kind of donate the fasting days, or they fast 2 days a week, but two meals, not one meal. And that makes sense. Other people, when they fast, when they break their fast by sunset,
So we're having some slight technical difficulties. Okay, Dr. Omar, you're talking about when they break the fast?
Yes. So when breaking the fast, they should eat like a balanced meal, all right? So but two meals. We're talking about two meals. Also, I want to mention that in every religion, fasting has been key and important. And Moses and Jesus, they were fasting, but not every day. And at the same time, keeping balanced meals. Fasting is in the animal kingdom. The tiger fasts between the time that they run after the prey and the next prey. That makes right. their muscles very strong, all right? That gives the body the time to kind of rejuvenate. That gives the insulin time to production, not just every couple of hours, more insulin, more insulin, more insulin. And that's why monitoring the blood sugar for our bodies is important. And there comes the importance of something like CGM, continuous glucose monitoring, which has been a revolution for blood sugar management over the last, I think, 5 years. It has been a revolution because it has helped so many patients to control their blood sugar. And it's also recommended that people who are not diabetic or pre-diabetic to consider wearing a CGM device which helps to kind of see what is the variability of the blood sugar, because this is an important measurements and parameters for longevity and living health.
So, Dr. Omar, the next question has to be, so the if your blood sugar is too high, what is the threat to the system? What is the threat to the human being?
If the blood sugar is too high, then the insulin is not being responded to by the insulin receptors. So there is like a lock and key for the insulin to come to the cell, so it can help to store the glucose to fat. They cannot do that properly, so that increases blood sugar. So the heart health gets to decline, cardiovascular risk can cause stroke, can affect the kidneys, affect the brain. Every organ of the body is going to be affected over time. So there is data that we have, it's just like so much data about how high blood sugar affects primarily heart health, strokes, checking to see what happened with blood sugar. It went up. So controlling blood sugar gets to be one of the very important things that we have to consider in order to live healthier life.
So what is the purpose of insulin to the body, to the system?
Insulin is, it's a very good question, and it's very important to answer the basic questions so we would know what, how our bodies work. Insulin is helping to take the glucose, the sugar that we eat, and storing it into the liver. So storing this this sugar. If insulin does not work properly to store the glucose molecules, the sugar that we that gets to be like the final molecules of sugar that we eat, blood sugar will be high. So the blood is going to contain sugar. When the blood goes through the organs and the blood vessels and the capillaries, that destroy the organs, destroy the blood vessels. So cause stiffening of the capillaries, cause cardiovascular problems, affect the kidneys. So we have to lower it. And by that, when there is diabetes or pre-diabetes, that kind of medication will be necessary for that reason.
So does the sugar serve any purpose in the system? We take so much sugar into our systems. Does it serve any positive purpose in the body?
It's sugar is very important for the brain to work. Sugar is energy, right? Sugar is energy for the body. Energy production depends on sugar. So the challenge that we're having is that we overuse it. We take a lot of it. We don't need that much. When we are fasting, the primary target for sugar is to the brain to make sure it functions best. When we're fasting, the cells feel that there is less sugar, so they start to get rid of the junk and the debris inside the cells to make them function better. All right? Maintaining blood sugar is very important, so we wouldn't feel like I'm fainting, I'm tired. So sugar is important, all right? But yeah. Too much sugar is a problem.
Dr. Omar, man, so many questions. Every time I have a conversation with you, it brings about so many questions. I can tell you, as I've said before, you and I started interacting, I was skipping breakfast. I'd make it to lunch, get a little something. Now I eat breakfast right away every morning, a bowl of oatmeal, right? A cup of oatmeal. Hold of 844-967-2789 is the number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness. Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's none other than Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
Pharmacy at 262-429-9429 or go to willtopiarx.com. And send me a message.
Couple things before I go to the phone lines. The creator of all of this has seen fit to put sugar, natural sugar, in many of the foods that he created, the fruit, and in some of even the vegetables, there's natural sugar. Is natural sugar a threat to the system?
One apple keeps the doctor away. Two apples bring the doctor back. All right. So that's one of the things I used to say, just because. So the fruits are triglycerides and fructose, sugar as well. So yeah, fruits are great. Blueberries are wonderful. Strawberries are like delicious, and we can get them organic. But too much of anything is not helpful. So that's why I tell people, even that do smoothies in the morning, do the smoothie in which one fruit and three vegetables. So it wouldn't be too sugary. Actually, if you do smoothie that's just focused on the fruits, you're taking so much sugar in a short period of time. So sugar is energy. It's carbs. We need this in our bodies. Fruits, yes, it's still like natural sugar that we're getting, and that's why when we see fruit juice, which is very dangerous, that people keep drinking it all day long thinking they're doing something healthy to their body. Fruit juice has you would see the serving has 30 grams of sugar, or the bottle has 30 grams of sugar, and it's a small bottle. 30 grams of sugar means 5 teaspoons of sugar that are put on the drink that wow. You drink. So for people who like fruit juice, it's better to eat the actual whole fruit, because now you're getting fiber, and the absorption of this sugar happens over a longer period of time. That's easier for the insulin production and for your body to accept and deal with this extra sugar. Think of it as this way, think of a suitcase that is full. And then your wife come and tell you, okay, can you add these two shirts? Can you add those two shirts? And you really want to help, you know, you want to add it to the suitcase, but it's already full. And even if you try, the suitcase is not going to take it. And that's what happens in our, in the fat cells. and it happens to the liver when we're trying to push the insulin. Okay, now I want you to add more sugar, but the insulin receptors are not reacting well because they're just tired and they are not responding. That's what we call insulin resistance, is that we have all the components to make it work, but because of too much of the sugar over a period of time, the sensitivity to your response to your wife is not as it used to be.
All right, let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing, my friend?
It's fine, thanks. And thank you, Dr. Omar, for your wise words on this on nutrition. It's such an important part of lifestyle. A main surprising benefit I've had from eating a more low-carb diet, and that is good carbs that you mentioned, is that I'm not hungry between meals because they're so satisfying, you know, the good carbs, the fats, and proteins. The times I would like to eat, and I'm just not hungry, and so that's really surprising. I've had success, well, I'm in a pre-diabetic stage, and I've had success lately lowering my blood sugar by taking apple cider vinegar tabs at every meal, and I'm also relating it to improving my sleep. Could you just give your opinion on both ACV and sleep, please?
Hey, Mary, thank you as always for, you know, great information.
I agree with you, Mary. Low-carb diet is very beneficial. It helps to reduce carbohydrate intake, lowering blood sugar spikes after meals, because we need normalizing of the blood sugar over the day. It helps with weight loss, it reduces hunger and craving. We just need to have balanced meals, and we need to do it slowly so the body would accept the change that the mind wants to make. All right. And we do a low carb diet by focusing on the foods that have high nutritious value and low blood sugar index. If we look, let's say, at the fruits, you can eat pineapple or you can eat watermelon. Watermelon have low carbs, low sugar compared to pineapple. So you just make smart choices. When you look at fats, you focus on the olive oil, on avocado oil. You are focusing on healthy oils. You eat a lot of fruits. You eat, you increase the salads in what you eat. You eat olives. That will help. When you eat meat, you eat lean meat. You eat fish 2 times a week, more closer to the Mediterranean diet, the healthiest diet across the studies all over the universe. For most people, it's very suitable. If you go through plant-based diet, you focus on taking vitamin B12. So I just looking for moderation, low carb. You can do it. I can do it. It's easy to happen, you know.
Dr. Omar, she mentioned apple cider vinegar, the magic elixir. Is it as magic as they say it is?
Well, apple cider vinegar is very helpful for many people. It helps to decrease insulin sensitivity. It helps to decrease the feeling of hunger. But it's important to notice also, it's not for everybody. For some people, it will increase the acid reflux.
Yes.
So we have to understand that, yes, apple cider vinegar is helpful. You just need moderation. Just do 1 tablet with every meal. If you want to do it twice a day, like a tablespoon every day, that's going to help. It can help with digestion, can help with blood sugar control. So I like it for many people, but some people that have tried it, it has been like causing them some acid reflux. So just monitor how your body reacts to apple cider vinegar.
All right, 844-967-2789. We've got a lot more to talk about along the lines of this subject. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. You're officially in the pharmacy with none other than Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee County leaders are considering ways to save an iconic Wisconsin landmark that needs a lot of TLC. A group called Friends of the Mitchell Park Domes is proposing a six-year rehabilitation project in two stages. The work would cost more than $100 million. The group wants Milwaukee County taxpayers to pay $30 million of that. Be on the lookout for scams this election season. Bad actors are after your money, polling information, and personal data.
If they are pressuring you in any way to donate right now to them before you really have time to think it through and do research and see if it's legitimate, or if they're pressuring you for specific personal information that a poller wouldn't ask for.
Meredith Radford is with the Better Business Bureau. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. One of Bayfield's largest fundraisers of the year has sold out in about 8 hours. According to a Northern News Now report, 650 swimmers from around the world have signed up for next year's Point to La Point open water swim. The 2.1-mile race is scheduled to take place on August 2nd next year and sees swimmers race from mainland Bayfield to La Point on Madeline Island. The fundraiser is hosted by the Bayfield Rec Center, which uses the money to fund their programming and keep the doors open. A $1 million road construction project is scheduled to get underway in Superior this week. According to Mayor Jim Payne, the city is looking to stabilize Tower Avenue just south of 28th Street with concrete repairs before the cold weather puts a halt on construction. The construction is also part of a larger project planned for the section of road between Belknap Street and 28th Street next year. It was originally planned for 2027 or 2028, but Mayor Payne says the timeline was moved because he doesn't think it can wait any longer. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. And I assumed he already had a star on the Walk of Fame news. Director Tim Burton received a star on the Walk of Fame. The director of Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice was surrounded by a support group, which included Danny DeVito, Winona Ryder, and Michael Keaton. Burton says the location was special because it was in front of the bookstore on Hollywood Boulevard, where he spent his childhood, oftentimes taking the bus from Burbank to roam the boulevard and dream. Cool stuff. Where would you be without info spilled on podcasts? During his Dinners on Me podcast, Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson told the story of his co-star Eric Stonestreet's love of what he thought was cheese. The cast of the show was in Paris shooting an episode for the 11th season. Ferguson said his co-star was wolfing down blocks of Parisian butter, thinking it was not only cheese, but according to Ferguson, the best cheese he's ever had. He even asked a server to keep it coming. The waiter did as asked and brought more cheese along with a stent. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little more sunshine later this afternoon with a shower or two possible today. Our high near 70, the wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a fall-like high of 62. 64 sunny Saturday by Sunday sunshine. Back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for a discussion on what's going on in her campaign for Congress. We also have J.R. Radcliffe with sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Dr. Omar, we're focusing on diabetes, and I will ask you a couple questions. So diabetes, I know some who carry that malady with them through bloodlines. And so, you know, some children are born diabetic, and so it runs in families. But there's also, you know, the fact that, is it that the foods that they are producing, there's sugar in everything? I don't care, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they had sugar and salt. I mean, they put sugar in everything. Why are they putting sugar in everything? And don't the manufacturers know that putting sugar in all of these things are harmful to the people?
The challenge is that sugar is addictive, and the manufacturers in the food industry, they know that, they understand that. So that's the reason why sugar is in everything. It's for a main economic factor, which is sugar is addictive, and if you put more sugar, people are going to want to eat the same food again. So that has been a known fact. The challenge is that we are seeing that more people with type 2 diabetes. Well, just to make sure that we're on the same page, yes, there is a genetic factor that can make the son like father diabetes, but there is a way that if you have better control of what you eat, of how you live, with your stress management, that can decrease the chance of you catching up with this gene. But there is type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes means that there is no insulin produced in the body whatsoever. And this is there is a genetic component, and managing it need to be happening with exogenous insulin that people take, but also managing the type of food that we eat, the amount of food that we eat that needs to be optimum. Type 2 diabetes, in which you are producing insulin, but it's not as you need, or there is insulin sensitivity that make you not use the insulin produced properly. And that needs, in both cases, they need medication, lifestyle changes, etc. But is it a life sentence? It's not a life sentence. Diabetes, whether inherited or not, can be managed effectively. And I can tell you five things. If you do them right, and they're very simple and they don't cost money, if you do them right, you're going to be able to manage your blood sugar in an effective way. Number one, food. And we talked about food, balanced diet, low glycemic diet. Number two, regular physical activity, 30 minutes most days, resistance training 3 days a week. Even walking, consider it in the beginning as exercise. Number three, managing stress. Managing stress regularly by meditation, deep breathing, throwing away the devices after a certain time in the day, and managing your screen time, that will help. Number four, eat meals that are significant, like it's like a good meal, but like about every 8 hours you eat. Number five, to stay hydrated, drinking enough water. In my house, if I get any sugary drinks, my kids will drink it. I would have like 12 bottles finishing in 12
all,
hours.
All children. That's all children.
All children. So I try to get in the house like that. Any kind of drink that doesn't have sugar that they don't like, so they stay longer. but if you bring it to the house, you're going to drink it, or someone in the household will drink it. So if there is certain sugary drinks that you think is not going to be helpful to drink every day, just don't buy it from the store. So controlling the amount of sugar in the drinks of what you drink is going to be important, and to stay hydrated, keep just drinking regular water. That will be very helpful. Five things that are very simple that we can do that can significantly decrease the burden of of sugar in our lives.
So, Dr. Omar, when the system, when children are younger, and you know, when I was a young guy, man, I would drink a quart of soda. I mean, in my teens, I'd get me two quarts, I guess, would be the big bottle of soda. I'd just down that, and you know, it was just what we did when we were kids and we were young. Your body is able to deal with that when it's young, your system. I wanted to ask you, after having said that, the inner workings between the kidney and the liver, two separate entities, but they kind of work in conjunction with one another based on what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, there is something that is the gut-brain axis, in which what you eat, how it affects the brain. And there is several problems with soda. First of all, a 12-ounce can of soda have about 39 grams of sugar, equivalent to 10 teaspoons of sugar.
And a 12-ounce can?
12-ounce can of soda, 39 grams of sugar.
Wow.
So just think how much sugar you're throwing in your body with this 12-ounce can. Think of the unlimited refills when you go to a fast food store and then you get that second refill and the third refill just because you're drinking and you're happy, you're sitting with your family. So that is a problem. The other thing is that people go for the diet soda, and the diet soda have bigger problems, in which those kind of sweet sugar additives, the body doesn't know how to deal with them. So they cause inflammation in the body, and there's studies that show that they can cause cancer on the longer term. So first, if you're drinking diet soda, just don't fool yourself. Drink regular soda. And if you're drinking soda, just you can cut it off and drink water. That will change your blood sugar significantly. You change your health. It will help you to lose weight. Will help with the flora in the gut. Because there's another problem with those carbonated drinks is that they kill the healthy gut flora that we have in our GI system, in the intestines. And these cells are very important for the extraction of the nutrients and the prevention of the absorption of the inflammatory ingredients to the blood. So you're going to be much healthier if you just drink water. You're going to save on your health. You're going to save money. And all what you need to do is to take a decision. I'm not going to drink soda again.
So
and that's going to be a very important decision.
So once you come to that reality and you start changing your process, the body, no matter what age, can reverse itself and start healing itself from the damage that we've done. Well, clearly, if you get too far down the road and you have to have dialysis too late. But I mean, if you're dealing with type 2 diabetes and you're not to the point where you have to have dialysis, you can, if you correct things, you can stop yourself from going over the cliff. Is that so?
Yeah, if you start early on, that will be helpful. If you start late and you already have kidney damage, you don't want more kidney damage. We are dealing with today. We cannot change yesterday, right?
Right.
So the main thing is that when we are younger, after you eat a Burger King or McDonald's, like a healthy meal that has like, not a healthy meal, I mean a big meal that has right. like, you know, burgers and the fries and soda, the body is inflamed for 8 hours, trying to get rid of the junk that came to the body, to the system. The system is strong enough to be able to do that because you're younger, you're healthier. As we age, the system doesn't have the components that help with this detoxification, and that's when inflammation happens and myriad of disease occurs. And we now need more supplements to help with the detoxification process. And there are very good supplements that will help our bodies to be constantly getting rid of toxins. But cheaper than that is not to eat the meal that's going to cause my body to be inflamed. But of course, the challenge that we're having is that the body is all connected. So what's going to harm the GI, the system, the gut and the intestines, is also going to increase the blood pressure, is going to affect the kidneys, and will affect the heart, will increase the triglycerides, and the lipid profile will be very high numbers. And now we are treating components that, oh, you have high blood sugar, take metformin. You have, there is problems that you have brain fog, you cannot sleep, take Ambien to help you sleep. You have triglycerides, you have, take fish oil. The challenge is like we're dealing with different components about the same body. Let's focus on the core. Let's focus on the easy things to do first. And when we take a medication, there has to be a nutritious plan that comes with it. And there is something that's very peculiar that I see, Earl. When I get a try to process a coupon for a new medication, let's say Mounjaro or Ozempic, one of the GLP-1 agonist medications for a patient, when I try to help them process the coupon, I would see that the company that produces this medication tell you, do you need a health coach to send you tips about your health while you're starting this medication? Because the idea is that I'm starting a medication, I'm changing my lifestyle. That's how I get the maximum benefit. I'm not just looking for a magical bullet in order to make my health as a superhuman just by a prescription pad. And that's kind of a fairy tale that we think is true because of those commercials about the medications that make us think, okay, I'll take this medication and I'm going to just go to the swimming pool and have this fun and be like the happiest person ever. You know, so that's not true. We have to understand that our health is our responsibility, not a prescription drug.
So when you talk about the prescription drug, especially in the line of Mounjaro and those types of medications, what you even yourself said, are kind of magical drugs. They kind of deal with a lot of different maladies in one's body. You're not saying that it alone is going to fix things, but it clearly has the capacity to kind of keep some things in order, to kind of keep your A1C in check, you know, and other things.
Very good question. I'll tell you a true story. I have a coworker who told me that her father and his fiance told her, we think that we want to have more control on our weight management and our blood sugar, so we think of starting a medication like a GLP-1 agonist, like one of those medications that help with weight loss. So she told me that she asked her father, okay, tell me about how you eat, how you sleep, and let's discuss this, and what's your plans when it comes to that. So they didn't have a plan. So she told them, okay, it's gonna help you, but at the same time, this is just a start. But here there is a very important and sensitive topic and a silver lining we have to discuss. If I am not doing anything for my health, but my blood sugar is creeping up and the doctor is offering me one of those medications that help with weight loss, do I take it or not? And the answer is yes, take it, because these medications are proving to improve the health. And it's going to, when you see the results, this is going to be a push forward for you to do more to improve your health.
Hold that thought, Dr. Omar, 844-967-2789. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy,
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. So we're talking about diabetes. So, Dr. Omar, is diabetes an issue all over the world? Or is it something that's germane mainly to America?
Diabetes is a challenge in most of countries, unfortunately, especially in the, it used to be more in the developed countries because of the availability of food, but now it's just because of how the eating habits are changing very fast. Yes, it's like, it's projected that 643 million people by 2030 will have diabetes. Like we're talking about maybe we're getting close to the 15% or 20% of people living. So it's a problem, it's a healthcare burden, and it's a challenging. I want to also remind you what happened at the beginning of COVID when the number of people that died in America from COVID was significantly higher than many other nations, and that came to the obesity, that came to the higher diabetic challenges, that came to the bad eating habits that we have. So narrowing this down, bringing this down to numbers, it's a problem all over the world. It's very significant in the United States because of our eating habits and what we get to be fed from the media. The commercials are just like, it's all about junk food. So yes, it's okay, treat yourself every now and then, but make sure that you recover. So I want to take a chance to say just a quick note about supplements that helps to support lower blood sugar, because there is some very helpful supplements that can help if you are getting to the pre-diabetes stage and you want to do something before a doctor starts you on a medication. Berberine is a wonderful supplement. It helps. But if you take berberine, many people know it, but it's very helpful to lower blood sugar. Sometimes closer to how metformin lowers blood sugar. You just need to be on it for like 2-3 months and then be off the berberine for a couple of weeks, just for the, because we're worried about the bacteria in the intestines. Berberine is great. Cinnamon as a supplement also is very helpful. Alpha lipoic acid is a strong antioxidant that helps to get rid of the toxins at the nerve endings, and it helps with patients with neuropathy, patients with diabetes. And I have a really good supplement called CM Restore that has the three of them, that has the berberine, alpha lipoic acid, and cinnamon. And I have a patient that had A1C that was, I think, 6.5, was freaking out. The doctor sent him to me because the patient didn't want to start on a medication. He thought it was a life sentence. So, of course, we talked about eating habits, but I gave him one of those good supplements, CM Restore, He stayed on it for about 2 months, but after 28 days, I'm not sure how this happened, but after 28 days, he came back and he said he had another A1C, which is a test that can be done every 3 months to check the blood sugar. He did another A1C and it was like 5.1. And his doctor even didn't believe it, but I think he significantly also worked on his eating habits and on exercising and on hydration. But that's very important to understand, the collaboration of factors for your health. It's not one thing. There's no magic bullets, but there is an idea, a vision that you go towards, and then you're going to wake up one day and feel much healthier than today because you know, Dr., you followed your vision.
Dr. Omar, you said it went down to 5.1 from 6.5. I've heard doctors say that 6.5 is not bad for A1C. When should you start getting worried? What number is it that's alarming to you when we're talking about A1C?
6.5 is diabetes, all right?
Okay.
So less than 6.5, all right? This is your pre-diabetes, all right? So 5.7 to 6.5, pre-diabetes. Less than 5.7 is better. But some people have high blood A1C naturally because they have small blood cells. This is glycated cells that we can measure the sugar that's linked to those cells. But some people genetically have high A1C. And that's why checking, if someone is suspecting their blood sugar, my best recommendation to you what to do is to get a CGM device. CGM, continuous glucose monitoring, that monitors the blood sugar every 5 minutes. And having the number always less than 100, ideally less than 90, and the variation between the blood sugar through the day to be small. So like if you're between 90 and 100 or 80 and 95, that's good. Having high blood sugar higher than 100 most of the day is not healthy. Having a median blood sugar of 130 or more on these devices means you have diabetes. So the numbers can tell us an important indication, but just to wait every 3 months to do the A1C, I don't encourage that because this number can be variable. Putting this into consideration, one more thought: if your A1C was 7.5 and then it became 7 or it became 6.5 because of something that you did, you need to cherish the moment and move to the next goal. So yes, 6.5 can be good for someone who had a 7.5 before,
right?
But we have to always increase our numbers.
You know, that apparatus you're talking about, is that the thing you wear that's on your arm, that's attached to your arm?
I was wearing it. I took it off. Now wear mine on Friday again, all right? Because I really want to monitor that on a daily basis.
Doc, we got to go. Thank you very much, as always. We'll see you in another week.
Thank you.
You have officially been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, the horrible, horrible scene in Georgia high school. 14-year-old. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.